From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Foreign ministers from the Group of Seven wrap up their first day of talks in Japan. Global security and the refugee crisis and political instability were focal points of their discussions. They are also expected to discuss maritime security in the South China Sea and recent nuclear and ballistic missile provocations from North Korea. On the sidelines of the talks on Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and other foreign ministers will visit the Peace Memorial Park in Hiroshima, a World War II memorial. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says he is resigning. He said in a televised speech he hopes his resignation will give Ukraine the chance to adopt electoral, constitutional, and judicial reforms. The U.S. President Barack Obama is guaranteeing he won't intervene in the government's investigation of how the leading Democratic presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, used a private server email account while she was his Secretary of State from 2009 to 2013.
I guarantee that there is no political influence in any investigation conducted by the Justice Department or the FBI.
Mr. Obama, speaking on Fox News Sunday in an interview taped last week, said Clinton did not jeopardize national security through her use of a private email server, but he added that there's a carelessness in terms of managing emails that she has acknowledged. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is in India. His visit comes at a time of increased cooperation between the militaries of the two countries. Carter told reporters upon arriving in India Sunday that the two countries' defense ministers will discuss activities and projects that reflect the closeness of the U.S.-India relationship. This is VOA News. About 100 people died and hundreds of others were injured when a fire broke out Sunday at a temple in the southern Indian state of Kerala. Thousands had gathered at the Puttangal Devi Temple in Paravur to witness a fireworks display being held as part of an annual religious festival. Officials said a shed where fireworks was stored went up in flames after sparks fell on it, setting off a series of explosions and a huge fire that spread quickly. A stampede ensued and many people were injured as they tried to flee the area. A strong earthquake centered in northeast Afghanistan rattled parts of Central and South Asia. On Sunday, the U.S. Geological Survey measured the quake's magnitude at 6.6. AFP reports one person killed in the quake. Russia news reports say the Syrian military is preparing a major operation with the Russian Air Force to regain control of the city of Aleppo. The Interfax news agency Sunday quoted Syria's prime minister as saying the military push is aimed at freeing the city. He also is quoted as saying that regaining control of the city from rebels would allow government forces to advance 300 kilometers to the east toward the Islamic State stronghold of Deir ez-Zor. A new ceasefire took effect in Yemen at midnight local time, with all sides promising to stick to it. The truce is aimed at giving peace talks scheduled for April 18th in Kuwait a chance to succeed. British Prime Minister David Cameron, hoping to defuse controversies over profiting from his late father's offshore funds, took the unusual step Sunday of releasing a summary of the last 6 years of his tax returns. Those returns sparked another controversy, this one over financial gifts the prime minister received from his mother in 2011, a year after the death of his father. British media immediately questioned the tax implications of the gifts. Opposition leaders in Parliament say they will question Mr. Cameron on the matter Monday when the prime minister delivers a speech on cracking down on tax evasion. Belgian prosecutors said Sunday the terrorist cell linked to the November attacks in Paris was planning a second attack in France, but last month decided to hit Brussels instead. The Brussels bombings at an airport and a commuter rail station killed 32 people. It came days after police arrested key suspect Salah Abdeslam in the city of Molenbeek. Prosecutors said Sunday the cell was surprised by the speed of the progress of the ongoing investigation and shifted their plan to a quick attack in Brussels instead of Paris. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.